Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Bad Steve. Subject 47 years old and never been tested. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I am here in Vegas alone, and there is something weighing on my heart, so I decided to write in. I've been talking to a man for about a month. I really like this guy, and we connected immediately. I am 53 and he is 47. The getting to know us phase has turned up some issues, but since they won't harm or hurt me, I can compromise. The thing that brought us to a halt is his refusal to be tested for HIV. He says he never has and never will. How are some of us still stuck on stupid and afraid of being tested? Really? I have tried everything to help him see that this is something he should do for himself. We're in Georgia, and I don't know if it makes a difference being in the Bible Belt and all, but it breaks my heart because this is a deal breaker for me. Do you think there is anything I can do to urge him to get tested? Thanks in advance for any advice. Even though it's only been a month, it is painful pulling away from him. Real painful. I think this is a lot after only a month. So much other stuff, to talk about after only a month of dating. But since we're talking about it, I'll say this to you. Sorry that you should have to, but you can get over the pain. You say it's going to be really painful pulling away from him. Time, it takes time, and time will heal all those wounds. And because since this is a deal breaker for you, this relationship after only a month has apparently run its course, I would say. I still think it's a bit early for all of this, but if you've asked him, if you've told him how important it is to you, how it will make you feel if he did it, if you've made it a requirement, as Steve so often says, and he still refuses to get tested, then stick to your guns. You have every right to want what you want. and get it. You like him, but if he's uncompromising, you mentioned in your letter that you've compromised on some things that won't harm or hurt you, and he's uncompromising on this. If he won't take an HIV test, something that will make you happy and secure about his health, then you have to be with someone who will. To me, it's just that simple. Again, I'll say this. I still think it's a bit early to even have that discussion. Not that you shouldn't have it, but I think it's a little early. Steve?
Okay, Shirley, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you 1,000% on this. I don't think it's too early at all. I think this is a very important conversation. I think they have to have this conversation now. It's been 30 days. She's really liking this guy, and this obviously is trying to get ready to move in another direction. This is a real simple conversation. This ain't a conversation about marriage or nothing, which they should be having that conversation too, because you're 53 years old, he's 47, you ain't got time for no games. For us to move forward, are you willing to get tested? No, never have, never will. That's ignorance at its highest level. This is about education. This is about knowing your status. This is about staying healthy, staying alive. This is about your life. This is about the risk and safety of everyone involved other than yourself. What you're meeting now is a man who doesn't care what you think or want and is only concerned about his own self. I never have, I never will. That's an amazing statement for anybody to make. And God bless you for having this conversation so early, because this conversation is needed by more people before they have sex than to wait until after they have sex. And that's the problem in a lot of communities. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to know. Well, on the other hand, would love to know if there was something wrong with me so I could address the issues. If you've met a man who doesn't want to know what's wrong with him, then he doesn't care about what's wrong with you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. And the funny bone is in there.
I'm not saying that she should never have the discussion. I never said that. I just think, you know, it's a little early. You have 90 days. That's all.
No, Shirley.
My opinion.
This is the conversation that they have to have now. This is about HIV testing.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
You don't want to have a conversation at 90 days, right? You want to have a way before.
No, but it's 30. You got another 30. You got another 30. You can mix it in there. We got to go. All right, Steve, come on with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. What you got?
All right.
47 years old and never been tested, Steve.
This 53-year-old woman met this wonderful man who's 47. They've getting to know each other. It turned up a couple of issues. But the thing that brought him to a halt is his refusal to be tested for HIV. He says he never has and he never will. The lady's really stuck on this because she's going, how in 2012 are we still stuck on stupid and afraid of being tested? Really? Mm-hmm. I've tried to get him to see this. So she says, we're in Georgia, and I don't know if that makes a difference, being in the Bible Belt and all. No, ignorance is everywhere. Ignorance is up north, out west. No, it has nothing to do with the Bible Belt. It's just some people are just, like you say, stuck on stupid. Do you think there's anything I can do to urge him to get tested? Okay, here's all I can think of. If you want to continue to see me, if you want to ever be with me, then we have to go get tested. Period. That's all it is to it. There is no other way to get resolved in this matter. And I want you to understand, ladies, that will work in most cases if the man is really feeling you. Now, if the man ain't feeling you, he ain't getting tested, and he don't care whether you stay or go. But if he really wants you to stay, he going to do everything in his power to prevent you from going. So even though it's only been a month, it's painful pulling away from him, real painful. I got that. But let me tell you what hurt even more. Yeah. If you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you've now tested positive, I can assure you that will hurt you far more than the pulling away part from him right now. Mm. You cannot afford to play with this issue.
That's right.
This is a serious issue.
Take a swab, put it in the mouth.
Stop it, Tommy.
Put it in.
What? Don't blame this stupidity on Steve now.
You can test him now.
Steve, we got to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And please do not forget that this Thursday, we will be live with the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook, okay? On Facebook. Meet me there, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.